I think it's a Kwakwaran term, which means show me the money. No, it's not. I don't know. Te nauri.
You're 603 Urban Māori Radio, and a pleasure to have you with us. This is Pākehi Waha, Māori kaupapa always to the fore. Thanks for joining us. The Central Northland Science and Technology Fair has been won by Te Kura Kaupapa Māori or Te Rāwhiti Roa. A first for the Kura, and they defeated all contenders. A staple of the Kina diet, local seaweed species, were the focus of the students' research. And the victory demonstrates that Kura Māori can compete in science with much larger mainstream schools. The principal of Rāwhiti Roa is Moana Aroha Henry, who's kindly with us for a kōrero today. Moana has been a long-time teacher and educator. Also a lover of kapa haka, I see, too. Moana, thank you for joining us on the program. Kō reo tēnei.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. Ngā mihi. Well, firstly, congratulations. And you're steering the ship for Rāwhiti Roa, but you've had a lot of experience here. How satisfying is it for you to see the growth and, even in this space, the success of the tauira from your kura?
It's an honour and a privilege to be leading the waka in this space for Te Rāwhiti Roa, but this is a win for all kura kaupapa Māori and for us as Māori to showcase the research that we have and the love for our taiao.
Tēnā koe. Sometimes, as I touched on a conversation with Ririata Makiha, some solutions can be quite simplistic and then at times overlooked. When we are talking about these kina diet local seaweed species, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to describe what the challenge was and how your tauira managed to come up with some solutions that were based out of our tail. And just for those of you unfamiliar with Rāwhiti Roa, they're based in Tikipunga and Whangarei. Yeah. So tell us about the tauira and the idea that was posed to them and the kōrero they created, which was part of the success.
Aye, so last year we started on a journey to get our tauira out of the classroom and to be a part of environmental studies. So for us, the first step was just to get them out in the environment. And we are fortunate enough to have a science teacher here at the Kura, so Matua Taina Wells, and he does diving. So it first started as simple as that, going to dive. And when they brought the kina back to Kura, realised that the question was posed by one of the tauiras, how come the kina aren't as fat? And I know that there's kina that are fat down in the South Island, and so how does that all work? And it generated a conversation around why. And so that brought to the forefront around the seaweed, around the rimurimu, and our tauira have been working away alongside Massey University and the regeneration of seaweed in the lab, and then replanting back in one of the bays here in Whangarei, in Church Bay. And so, yeah, Matua Rereata is very, very clever in terms of sometimes it's just as simple as that. And we think it's quite hard and, you know, it's a really big thing. But if we get to know our environment, then we can find solutions to help with the regrowth. And the other thing is that although we're in Whangarei and Tikipunga, some of our tauira stretch as far as Whangaruru, Whananaki. So this is not just, you know, having a swim or going for an occasional ruku kai moana. This is actually our pātaka kai in the waters of Ngāti Wai and Te Waiariki.
Tēnā koe. I'm very interested in this approach because some might see it as the kids out swimming around in the bay, not achieving a great deal, but in actual fact, they're learning about environmental issues in a very real way. So let's also, as the tumuaki there too, Moana, the fact that they are liaising with scientists, the fact that they're looking at the regeneration of rimurimu, for instance, there's some quite significant learnings involved from both ends. I'm assuming those who mentored them in their thinking and studies. So it was a win-win situation for our kura kids, but also for those they've been working with.
Mm. So our tamariki Māori are very hands-on tamariki. They love being out in the environment. being in a classroom and being in front of a book is not always the best approach, but getting that worldly experience, and this is where it's come from. So the research is very hands-on. Our kaiako, our science teacher here, Matua Taina, has actually come from a background of being a marine biologist, so knowing the science behind it. But to be fair, all this kōrero and the way that we're taking a holistic approach to education is something that kura kaupapa Māori have been doing for a long time. And mātauranga Māori, the phrase that we've coined now is mātauranga Māori, it's innate in the blood of our tauira. To be able to be kaitiaki for our taiao. And so that's where it was an inquiry. It grew into research. And so that's where the project of Tairimu came in. And it doesn't stop here. Our tauira are off to Hawaii in the end of October into November to look at the way that our Hawaiian whanaunga regenerate their seaweed. And around the aqua space, in climate, because they'll bring back that mātauranga as well and look at how the climate change happens in our waters, because the water is getting warmer and how our kai can still be sustainable.
Well, I think it's an awesome celebration of our approaches and support for Kuri Kaupapa, and really pleased that we've got a former marine biologist and Taina who can share this with our tauiri te reo Māori. That's magic. What about the actual event here when everyone submitted their kaupapa, put it on the table, then it was judged, and for Rawhiti Roa to come out successful, shot in the arm for you, and also acknowledging the wonderful skills and potential of our young people? What did it mean to them, the success?
Tika. It meant a lot for them because one of the reasons that they spoke about on the night, our tauira spoke about on the night, is that they didn't win the Māori Award. They actually won one of the Premier Awards. Actually, they won three awards, but one of the biggest awards for the whole science sphere. So it was awesome. We had over 300 showcases on display down at Forum North. And some really awesome kaupapa from kura right across Whangarei, and just the science and the minds of our rangatahi is just mind blowing. And so for our tauira here at Te Rawhiti Roa, it was about being in the game first of all. So just putting it forward, it grows confidence. It just shows that kura kaupapa Māori can play at a level playing field to any other kura, although we're very, very small, we can definitely punch above our weight. And it gave them a new experience to look beyond just kaupapa Māori, but also that's our superpower. So that's our bread and butter, but we can do everything else as well.
That's our superpower, sister. You better believe it. All righty. Tell us about Rawhiti Roa. How long has it been going? Is it growing? And how many tauira does it have in 2023, Moana?
Hi, so Te Rawhiti Roa started in the late 80s, but it has been on this whenua and tikipunga since 1994. So next year we'll be celebrating 30 years on this site as an official kura. This year, in 2023, we're at 194 tauira on our roll at the moment, and we go from year 1 through to year 13. And this has only been my second year here at the kura as a tumuaki. I've worked in previous kura kaupapa and mainstream schools. And we are the only kura kaupapa Māori from here to Wellsford, to our whanaunga Ngāri Ngō Matariki, and then from here to Taumārere in the north in Moirua. So we cover a big range, many kilometres travelled by a number of our tauira to be at this kura, and we're just looking at how we can improve ourselves in the educational space as being Māori, authentically Māori.
Well, the success is due 30 years on, nearly 200 tauira. It's a great celebration, and we bathe in the glow of the success of our young people. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us, and All the best. What an amazing opportunity too, heading off to Hawaii further their mātauranga.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Maina. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us.